Pass over to Pentecost Daily Devotionals. Unleavened Bread. First Fruits begins tonight. Today we count day one of the Omer, 50 days until Pentecost. Written by Chantel MacDonald. John chapter 19, verses 38 to 42. Afterward, Joseph of Arimathea, who had been a secret disciple of Jesus because he feared the Jewish leaders, asked Pilate for permission to take down Jesus' body. When Pilate gave permission, Joseph came and he took the body away. With him came Nicodemus, the man who had come to Jesus at night. He brought about 75 pounds of perfumed ointment made from myrrh and aloes. Following Jewish burial custom, they wrapped Jesus' body with the spices in long sheets of linen cloth. The place of crucifixion was near a garden where there was a new tomb, never used before. And so, because it was the day of preparation for the Jewish Passover, and since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 31. People of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him, as you well know. But God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross and killed him. But God released him from the horrors of death and raised him back to life, for death could not keep him in its grip. King David said this about him: "I see that the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and my tongue shouts his praises. My body rests in hope, for you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You have shown me the way of life, and you will fill me with the joy of your presence." Dear brothers, think about this. You can be sure that the patriarch David wasn't referring to himself, for he died and was buried, and his tomb is still here among us. But he was a prophet, and he knew God had promised with an oath that one of David's own descendants would sit on his throne. David was looking into the future and speaking of the Messiah's resurrection. He was saying that God would not leave him among the dead or allow his body to rot in the grave. In a Hebrew home in Goshen, 3,500 years ago, its body roasted and laid on a table for eating, lay a lamb. A strong, unblemished lamb, whose death became the means of deliverance for anyone who sat within the house marked with its blood. What would it have been like to sit around the table in Goshen eating that lamb and waiting for the clock to strike midnight? What was it like for the Hebrews as they fled Egypt, knowing that without the lamb's blood on their doorposts, their families would also have been suffering under the judgment of God sent against the unbelieving Pharaoh and Egyptians, mourning the deaths of firstborn sons? What was it like to eat that unleavened bread each day and remember that this journey they were on was their path to fulfilled promises and freedom? In a garden near Golgotha, 2,000 years ago, Jesus' body lay in a cold, dark tomb. The perfect, blameless Lamb of God, whose death became the means of deliverance for anyone who would receive his blood as the redemptive offering for their lives. What was it like for the disciples as they sat together around their Passover meal, trying to reconcile the promises of God to Israel and the promises of Jesus with what they had just witnessed? What was it like to eat the unleavened bread, that symbolized a nation walking into freedom and new identity, knowing that their beloved friend, the bread of life, lay dead in a tomb, and their own freedom and identity now seemed to hang in limbo. Today, as we remember the time in between Jesus' death and resurrection, let us pause and reflect. We now stand on the other side of the resurrection. We stand in deliverance and freedom. We know that God raised Jesus up and released him from death, so too releasing us from death into life and guaranteeing a future resurrection glory. We are not left in limbo. Our freedom and identity is not uncertain. We do not have to sit around a Passover meal wondering what will happen. We do not have to sit by the tomb's entrance in mourning. Today we celebrate the truth that Jesus was not abandoned to rot in the grave, but was raised to life. Today we give thanks that he took our punishment for sin and became our sacrificial offering, so that the judgment for sin, the death we deserved, has passed us over. Today, we feed on the truth of Christ, our unleavened bread of life, confident that he will sustain us and guide us on the path of life as we journey through this life and into eternity. Please pray with me. Jesus, I celebrate you today, my Passover lamb and the true bread of life. You are my waymaker, chain breaker, promise keeper, life giver, and sustainer. Thank you for your sacrifice. I receive your finished work on the cross today and believe that through your blood I am made holy and righteous, because you are holy and righteous. Empower me by your grace to live out this new life you've given me, to love as you have loved, and to be holy as you are holy. I praise you because you have made known to me the path of life, and you will finish me with joy. You will fill me with joy. You will complete me with joy in your presence. Amen. Thank you.